Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, thank you guys for your good wishes. I am, in fact, on the road to recovery, if not singing and dancing quite yet. Well, the singing is okay. The dancing still probably 24 hours away. I know, Maddie, you're terribly disappointed about that, yes? I mean, just really sad, yes?
Well, I'm just glad that you're feeling better.
Well, thank you, I know. I'm not tap dancing yet, but... I mean, I think all of us count on me, including me, being, you know, very healthy. It's amazing how much you take good health for granted. So I will try and be a little bit more thankful for the fact that I'm basically a healthy person. And today is National Peach Pie Day. Peaches just seem to me the essence of summer. In some ways, even more than strawberries, because strawberries are so early. And strawberries can be a little acidic, but peach just seems to me... summer. I mean, they smell like summer, they taste like summer, they look like summer. Don't you think?
Sure.
You're ready for some peach pie, right? It's also National Waffle Day. Do you have a waffle iron?
Not a waffle iron. I do like waffles, but I usually just get the
Eggo?
Yeah.
Lego my Eggo?
Yep.
Have you had a real homemade waffle anytime recently?
Not recently, but I've had them a few times before.
There's just really no comparison.
Yeah.
And I discovered a trick. This is my Martha Stewart moment. I was at a friend's house for the weekend, and we made waffles. And there were only, I think, four of us, so we really didn't eat all the waffles. So, but I put them all out on a platter and put butter and syrup on them, just a little bit, so they would, you know, would melt and be delicious. And we didn't eat all of them. So she said, well, you need to, I left her some, I think, and I took some home. So I had three or four waffles that had already, they'd been cooked, and they were saturated but not drippy with a little bit of butter and a little bit of syrup, maple syrup. And so I didn't even think about it when I got them, I put them in the freezer, and because I'd already had waffles that weekend, I wasn't going to eat any more. And about, you know, a month or two later, I took them out and put them in the toaster. Not the toaster oven, the toaster. That is delicious. It crisps them up like nobody's business because the maple syrup caramelizes. So I highly recommend it. You should try it on your Eggos, putting a little bit of butter. Eggos are frozen, right?
Yep.
Okay. You probably have to defrost them first and then let them sit. I don't know how you do it. Well, go ahead and cook them just like I cooked mine. Put them in the toaster. Then put a little bit of butter and a little bit of, instead of just using one other package, do the whole package. Put a little bit of butter, a little bit of syrup on them, then freeze them again, and then put them in the toaster and see if it isn't a taste delight. You can't put a whole lot on it because otherwise it'll, I don't know, burn your house down probably. But which is, you know, a minor excitement when you're having waffles in the morning. But, oh well, I told you I nearly set my house on fire once because I decided in a moment of recycling ahead of my time that I would recycle my Christmas tree. Do not put Christmas trees in fireplaces. There's a reason why forest fires are explosive. The fire department was not amused with me, but what can I tell you? All right, on this day in 1456, the printing of the Gutenberg Bible was completed. Now, that may seem kind of, well, big deal. It changed the world. It meant that you could have, especially the Bible, which was still the best-selling book in the world, but you could have the Bible. I wonder if the Quran is. I don't know. We'd have to check that out, which is better selling. There are probably more Muslims in the world than there are Christians. At any rate, I digress. Irrelevant. It changed the world because instead of having to have a scribe write one book for one person, which took a long time, was expensive, made mistakes, you had to start all over again, was only the books, the Bible in particular, were only available to not only the wealthy, but the educated, because you had to be able to read for it to have any value. And somebody had to go and, with their little quill pen and their ink and their vellum, write it out and illustrate it. All of a sudden, you could do a bunch. So the price went down, and it, a lot of people think that that was really the beginning of literacy in the world, because a lot of people, and even if they weren't, if the poor were still illiterate, but a lot of upper class people are vaguely wealthy. You didn't have to be a king. You didn't have to be a duke. You could get a Bible. So it's an extraordinary event. It really was. I just thought I'd point that out as a reader. Speaking of books, on this day in 1662, the Acts of Uniformity requires England to accept the Book of Common Prayer. Well, I mean, you know, that England and their fights with the Catholic Church are sort of, everybody knows about Henry VIII. On this day in 1682, William Penn receives the area that is now the state of Delaware and adds it to his colony of Pennsylvania. You know, there's a whole lot of things. Did you know that Maine was at one point part of Massachusetts?
I did not know that specifically,
either.
But it, I mean, I
just, well, the Massachusetts Bay Colony was huge, but I didn't know that Maine's, I mean, that's pretty far north. I didn't know that it was actually part of Massachusetts. Delaware
does
was
Maine border Massachusetts?
No, there's New Hampshire in between, I think.
Okay.
You know, I'm really good at trivia except for geography, and then I'm just an idiot. So, and I'm trying to get better at it. But you can Google it. 1860. On this day, the Treaty of St. Louis is signed in St. Louis, which seems appropriate. On this day in 1875, which is a long time ago, folks, Matthew Webb became the first person to swim the English Channel. And a lot of people have done it since. But, I mean, think about being the first of doing anything. You don't even know if there are Gila monsters there or whatever. On this day in 1891, Thomas Edison patents the motion picture camera. 1891. Think about that. 125 years ago, he made a motion picture camera. And think about that. Think about the mind that could figure that out. Amazing. In 1932, Amelia Earhart becomes the first woman to fly across the United States nonstop from L.A. to Newark. Now, why she'd go to Newark? I'm kidding. Why go to New Jersey when New York's right there? I'm just kidding. Do not send me emails. You know, it took me about 6 weeks once I moved to New York to become a New Jersey bigot. It really happens very quickly. In 1954, the Communist Control Act goes into effect, outlawing the American Communist Party. Not our best moment in history. Manny, you probably knew this. On this day, this very day, Pete Rose is banned from baseball by Bart Giamatti.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Did you? Well, let's see. That's what, 27 years ago. So you were probably four or something.
I was five.
Okay, close enough.
Didn't really start kindergarten.
See, and did you? But you know who Pete Rose was, I'll bet.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It was still a very controversial act.
Mm-hmm.
Both his behavior, which is controversial, and banning him.
Yeah.
On this day in 1991, the Ukraine declares itself independent from the USSR. On this day in 1992, which a lot of people in Florida still remember, Hurricane Andrew makes landfall just south of Miami. It's a Category 5 hurricane. There are still people who remember how much devastation. The hurricanes that people remember, Carla and Andrew, and I'm trying to remember which other ones. On this day in 1995, Microsoft Windows 95 was released to the public in North America. This is a day, I mean, it seems like it's finally true, although if you listen to the news, the American University in Kabul is under attack. But it seems like it's finally, the curse of August is finally lifting. I mean, all these inventive kinds of things. In 1998, the first radio frequency identification, RFID, human implantation, is tested in the UK. That's kind of scary. In 2006, this is a sad day as far as I'm concerned. I think we should all remember today and mourn it. Pluto was declassified. It's now considered a dwarf planet. I want Pluto back. I think, I personally feel that Pluto should be reinstated. We should start a petition. Boo. Pluto. What would Walt Disney think? 855, I know they're not the same, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, this should put a smile on your face, or at least it put a smile on mine. A Hawaiian woman from Oahu won nearly $11 million, $10.8 million, on a penny slot machine in Las Vegas. Now, the story is a little bit more intense than that, but not much. She bet $3 on the penny slot machine. That's a lot of pennies. I guess what you do is, at most casinos, I am not a gambler, and I haven't been to Las Vegas for a long time, but a lot of casinos, they don't, you don't put cash in them anymore. You go and get a card. So she was just playing the penny slots, and for $3, which is obviously 300 pennies, but she won nearly $11 million. You can identify her. She's unidentified, but she's the one with the grin from ear to ear and jumping up and down. She's the one who's flying without the plane. Don't you love stories like that? I mean, the other question is how much she'd lost, but she probably hasn't lost $11 million in playing penny slots. All right, that's my happy story. This is a story that I'm really interested to see what you guys think about. All right, we talked a lot about Brock Turner, and it's Stanford has really taken a lot of heat for this, and as far as I'm concerned, legitimately so. In that he was a swimmer who was accused of rape of a woman who'd passed out and got basically a slap on the wrist. His father appealed to the judge, who was a Stanford alum and jock. And I'm trying to remember what his father had said. It was unfortunate or something like that. All right, so here's the story. Stanford is banning hard alcohol at campus parties in the wake of the Brock Turner sex assault case. Undergraduates can't drink at on-campus parties. You can still drink beer and wine, which means they can still get loaded, but they can't have anything that has more than 20% alcohol by volume or 40 proof. It limits the size of the bottles of hard liquor they're allowed to keep in their dorm rooms to under 750 millimeters. Milliliters, and the TSA will be checking for that. No, I'm kidding about that. Our focus is on the high risk of the rapid consumption of hard alcohol. Our intention is not a total prohibition of a substance, rather a targeted approach that limits high-risk behavior. Man, all you have to do is chug-lug a whole bunch of those. I mean, I think that they should either make the campus dry or not. But, I mean, the enforcement of this is going to be ridiculous. He was convicted on charge of intent to commit rape, getting national attention after the victim issued a powerful statement. The judge's subsequent decision to give Turner a six-month jail sentence for sexually assaulting the unconscious woman also caused a national uproar. Both had been drinking. The female victim was found in a field near the Kappa Alpha fraternity house. Officers found the victim on the ground in a fetal position. Her dress was pulled up to her waist. Her underwear was on the ground. He came from a small town in Ohio, got introduced to hard partying and drinking at Stanford, so it's Stanford's fault. Evidence showed he was a drinker, partied regularly since high school, including the use of marijuana and other drugs. A law professor and friend of the rape victim tweeted that the university's, a woman, tweeted the university's alcohol policy was in effect, agreeing that alcohol and party culture are to blame for Turner's conduct. The San Francisco Chronicle said the policy update was not related to the Turner case and attributed it to general concerns about alcohol. How many of us believe that? Raise your hand. Okay, I don't either. Stanford President John Hennessy, Provost John Eckmendi had emailed students about alcohol misuse in March. This happened in January last year. Alcohol, and particularly hard alcohol, is implicated in a variety of problems that continue to be present in the Stanford community. These include alcohol poisoning, sexual assault, relationship violence, organizational conduct problems, and academic problems. We need new solutions that reduce the risk for behaviors, that reduce the pressure on students to drink, and that meaningful change our meaningful change our culture, meaningfully change our culture around alcohol. Stanford fans were not in favor of. They voted 91% against the ban. Graduate student dorms and organizations are exempt as long as no undergraduates are members or residents. Well, that's going to be difficult. Shots of hard alcohol not permitted. Drinking is seen as a ritual of the college experiences. About 1,825 college students between the ages of 18 and 24 die. 1,800, nearly 2,000 college students die from alcohol-related injuries, including car crashes. Well, if you include car crashes, it becomes a little less. It's not. They're just going to be just as dead. They cited 97,000 college students getting sexually assaulted or raped in cases related to alcohol. 97,000! Ye gods. We did the interview about, was it called the Killing Field? I can't remember the name of the documentary about.
I know which one you're talking about. I just didn't.
Yeah, I'll find it. 855-993-7569. I'll get it for you in just a second. Sarah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Hello.
How are you today, Sarah? I'm here.
I'm okay. And you?
I am too. What's on your mind, Cookie?
I was calling because I've been going out with my boyfriend for 2.5 years. The first 6 months was like long distance because I was living in Florida, and now so I moved to Boston where he lives. And he's been divorced for 8 years, and I've been divorced for 6, and we both have 10-year-old kids. I have a daughter, and he has a son.
Okay.
And our children were like playing together, and everything was fine, although the mother started like telling the son things and like saying, the son started saying that he didn't like me, and the father would ask him why, and he says, I just don't like her. And then things like that started happening recently about
how,
a month ago.
How long into the relationship did it start happening?
Well, a couple of, let's say like maybe a month after, well, I was living in Florida first. So for those six months, we were long distance, but as soon as she found out about me and everything, well, then there she started telling him, I still love you, and we're going to be together, and things like that. And then,
did he have primary custody of his 10-year-old?
He has him for more time, but she actually has custody.
So when she says, I love you, we're going to spend more time together, what does that mean?
No, that she said that she loved him and that they were going to be together, that she knew that they were going to be together, that she still, you know, like had.
Well, they are together, aren't they?
No, they're divorced. No, the mother and the father.
Oh, wait a minute. She's saying to her son that she still loves her ex.
Yeah, and telling
him. And that they're going to be together. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And he's been divorced, what did you say, for 8 years?
For 8 years, yeah.
Oh, right. Dear.
And he hasn't actually been with anybody else, that they've been divorced for 8 years.
Okay,
so,
hang on, and we'll pick up in a minute. Yeah, I get it. The name of the movie is The Hunting Ground. That I'm trying to think of. We'll be back with Sarah and the ex's wife, or ex. I guess the ex's ex. In just a moment, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Sarah, who's been dating a dude for 2.5 years. The first 6 months were long distance, right?
Yes.
In the last 2 years, you've been living together? Are you living together or just living in the same state?
No, we just started living together a month ago. When like everything got worse with the son, the situation, and the mother.
Wouldn't you predict that?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's maybe the way that he's handling it. It's not, because I understand it's not the son, it's the mother telling the son to
Wait a minute. Before you go there, the obvious person to blame is the mom, because you don't have to have any connection with her in theory. In practice, you probably do, but she's the obvious person to be angry with, because who could be angry at the 10-year-old, even though 10-year-olds can be really irritating. But the idea, think about your 10-year-old. She's certainly going to be influenced by you, but unless she's a very unusual 10-year-old, the idea that she would just follow you blindly, think about trying to make her eat her broccoli. She didn't want her broccoli. She's going to give you a very hard time about it. Think about when you want her to get up in the morning and she wants to sleep late. I mean, think about all the things where you and your daughter don't agree, and she doesn't go along gently. So to make the mom the bad guy in this is likely not accurate, but also it's not helpful. Do I think that she may feel very differently? Especially does your boyfriend's ex live in Boston as well?
Yes.
Do you know what the level of interaction was in terms of holidays or vacations or anything like that? Did he stay in touch? Obviously, stayed in touch with his son, but do you know how much interaction there was between the two of them? Between the parents.
Well, they were, like, constantly, like, let's say, arguing or fighting, or there were situations going on constantly. I actually talked to the son, and the son had told me, like, at the beginning, oh, sometimes I wish I wasn't born because my parents are always fighting. Yeah. And
well, so. I mean, I hear that, and certainly it part of it's true and part of it's manipulative, but that wasn't my question. My question was, for example, on Christmas, did both of them get together to give the kid his presents, or did they had no interaction for the last 8 years? Do you know what the kind of interaction they had over the last 8 years?
For vacations, summer vacations, he would go to Utah. He would go away from here because she would actually, like, all of a sudden stop by at the house. Oh, and I came to see my son, or, oh, I came to bring him some food, and she would do things like that. Which
okay,
helped.
So, all right, so here's my point. That everything changed when you became, instead of a long-distance kind of abstraction, a real person. It changed for you, undoubtedly. It changed for your daughter. It changed for your boyfriend, it changed for his son, and it sure as hell is going to change for his ex. Because all of a sudden, instead of you being kind of an abstract threat that he sees occasionally, you're there. You're supplanting her. Now, you must have an ex as well. Has your ex gotten involved with anybody else?
Not that I know of. I don't really discuss if he's with somebody else, but not that I know of.
Okay, just for a moment, think about hypothetically how it would feel if he showed up with this cute chickie or something at a wedding or an event or just you know, to pick up your daughter. There's going to be a twinge, and it sounds like you're well over him. You've got somebody else in your life, and neither of those cases are the situation with her. So all I'm saying is, you don't want to get into a situation where you view her as your rival because you lose. Even if you win, you lose. So we need to think about this a bit differently. Tell me, does the 10-year-old, has he started saying, I don't want to come over?
Yeah, he started saying, I'm not going to the house if she's there. I don't want to be at the house when she's there. Actually,
okay.
One Father's Day, I came to bring him a present, and he actually called his mother, and she came and picked him up, and he left without
okay,
even
but understand,
saying.
The same thing that applies to your boyfriend's ex applies to his son. When you would be together, how often would you be together over the last couple of years before you moved up there? How often would you see each other?
Almost twice a month.
Okay. Was his 10-year-old involved in each of those trips?
No.
How often was the son involved?
No, he wasn't involved.
Okay. So understand, as much as you've become a reality for your boyfriend's ex, all of a sudden you're not an abstraction. All of a sudden it's, you know, she can put you out of her mind because you're not really there, and she can bop over when she wants, and, I mean, she could probably call him if the toilet backs up. I have no idea, and it sounds like you don't have a clear idea either of how much they interacted, but I suspect more than he's told you, just because he's now crazy about you, but it's certainly not unusual for parents who are co-parenting. It sounds like you have a situation where you really don't see your ex at all. But sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't. So just as much as you become a reality and a threatening reality to her, in the same way that if your ex showed up with somebody especially if your daughter said, gee, Mom, she's got this really great body, or she has beautiful hair, I love her clothes, there's going to be a twinge. Now, think about it from the point of view of a 10-year-old who's had his father's undivided attention, and the worst that ever happens, even though it makes his stomach hurt, it also, there's a part of him that gets off on it, parents fight over him, and all of a sudden, Dad is distracted by this woman. So, it is a perfectly predictable, it's not very pleasant for anybody kind of thing. The question is, what do you do about it? And if your strategy is to make her the bad guy and put your husband in the middle, or your boyfriend in the middle, you will lose big time. You very well may lose him, and even if you don't, there will be scars that will last forever that aren't worth it. So your role in this is to be stupid and cheerful and charming. Because I guarantee you what's going to happen in about 3 or 4 years, and maybe before that, is the 10-year-old is going to decide that his mother is a witch, and he wants to come and live with his father. At which point the kid's very likely going to bounce to you. At which point, if you think the mom's a problem now, wait till the kid chooses you over her. Which is very likely at some point he will, number one. And number two, it's not inconceivable, since he's already met you, that he's already said how pretty you were, or how cute you were, or how nice you were, or what a great cook you were, or where you took them. So it's a predictable, unpleasant part of the divorce process. But your only choice is to make it better or worse. You're very likely not going to be able to change it anytime soon, because the reality is that you're part of this dude's life.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those people are used to having him to themselves, even on a limited basis.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So if we can understand that, then it might, first of all, lessen some of the aggravation for you, because it's not going to stop. It's not going to go away. And think about both of them at this moment. The more obnoxious they are, and the more you put any pressure on your boyfriend, the more likely it is that you're going to undermine that relationship, which means they win. Right? Even if even if she really doesn't want him back, the fact that she was strong enough or sexy enough or however she's going to define it in her own mind to take him away from her. So you cannot play that role, because you could only lose, and you never want to play a game where you can only lose.
Okay, I understand that. But now it's getting to the point that he doesn't talk to me about anything that's going on before he used to tell me. Now I don't know anything that's going on.
Okay, give me the kind of information that's dried up, and let's look at that together.
Like before he would tell me, I asked him, to tell me, why don't you like Maria? And then that he would say, I just don't. And he would tell me, I know it's her telling her, because or else he would have a reason. And I would tell him, you have to have a reason. No, I just don't like her.
Why do you want to know? I mean, what does it benefit you to make sure you don't do the same thing?
I don't, not just that, like things that are going on. I'm like I feel like the odd man out. I don't know anything that's going on, because he'll plan like a trip, and he's somebody that plans things like way in advance.
Okay.
His son is supposed to stay with us on Wednesdays. And he hasn't stayed since I moved in, which a month ago is. He hasn't stayed because he went on a trip with his son last weekend. He had him. Then he said when school starts, then it'll be different because he'll have to stay. So today he was supposed to come, and I said, well, should I get something to eat? Because he doesn't want to eat anything that I cook. He doesn't want to do it. He went on a strike, on a hunger strike once. For like the whole day.
Did remember about 5 minutes ago when I said he was manipulative? Remember that part? And I didn't know any of this. All right, hang on for me. We'll talk about those two issues, about Maria, the son, and the plans. All right, hang on. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're dealing with a problem that's not unique to Heather. It's pretty common when you have kids left over from a divorce, especially, and it quite often happens at the beginning, but in the relationship where it was long distance and nobody really had to deal with it, you didn't really have to deal with the kid very much. His ex didn't have to deal with you very much. He didn't have to deal with the conflict very much. And now it's all come home to roost in Boston. So the questions, all right, so number one, the issue about planning. All right, well, no, the number one issue is don't ask why he likes or doesn't like Maria. I mean, any more than he should ask why you don't like your ex. That, you know, everybody's curious because when we're in a new relationship, we want to make sure that he's not just repeating the past and he's going to leave us in the same way that he left her. But it's none of your business, and you don't want him necessarily bad-mouthing her. I mean, you want him committed to you, but he'll commit to you because he loves you, not because he's mad at her. And so you need to stop asking those questions, and you need to tell him that you're not going to ask him anymore. That I'm not, you know, and anytime I do it, I'll give you $10. And that'll stop you. It'll make him convinced that you're sincere about it. And it will take a level of tension. Because every time you ask, there's a part of him at the beginning that felt very likely, wow, this is great. You know, she's really interested in me. But the very fact that for 2.5 years he hasn't come up with anything tells you either he doesn't know, or he's not going to share it with you, or it's embarrassing, or he feels some loyalty because she's the mother of his child. So stop asking that. Tell him you're going to stop asking and put a penalty on it for yourself. That'll get you out of the habit very quickly. Second of all, once you do that, then you can make the deal with him of, if I promise not to do this again, I'll give you $10 anytime I do it. But you know, you telling me about plans is really important. Now, you have to make the deal with yourself, and it may be worth it to put it in writing and to sign it so you're really committed to not asking him about her, because it's really not your business. It puts him in the middle. It's uncomfortable. And it doesn't buy you anything. It just makes you look kind of petty and insecure. And what you want to do is look like the queen of the universe here, who is so confident in her, because insecurity isn't attractive to anybody. If you go into a party and you see somebody biting their nails and looking at the floor and, you know, not making eye contact, you're going to avoid that person like the plague. The person you're going to go to is a person who seems very confident and full of themselves and happy, and they may be a pain in the neck, but they're much more attractive. So you do not want to come off as insecure and petty. So number two is make the deal with him. Number one, that you'll stop asking about Maria. Number two, that you need to know his plans. Now, number three, the issue with the kid. And what I would do is kind of let it alone for right now. That at some point he's going to get mad at his mom. It's an ongoing loaded issue. It just has too much negative valence to it right now. And with the deal being that he needs to be, that you want to make it happy for all four of you, for the two kids and yourself and him. And by allowing the son to divide and conquer, what I would suggest, but you're going to have to back off if he's not willing to do it, is for right now that he make a deal with his son that you'll spend, that he can spend one visit per month or however you guys set it up. That it's one for one, that he does one with his kid by himself, and he does one with the four of you. And during the four of it, I mean, you're obviously breaking your neck to give him special food. I'm not sure I would do that, but at this particular juncture, I don't want you to have to feel like, you know, that you're, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But figure out what this kid likes to do and bribe him. Because all of us, especially 10-year-olds, are very susceptible to bribing. That maybe this is the Christmas that we get a drone that the kids share. Or maybe this is where we get tickets to go see the Red Sox when the dreaded Yankees are in town. Figure out, I mean, he's 10 years old. And
he hasn't, like, accepted, like, for Christmas, he didn't accept Christmas presents. Like, before he got here, he knew he wasn't going to accept the Christmas present because he didn't even open the Christmas present. He didn't even know it was in it. He didn't open them.
That's fine. I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily be a gift, but it can be an event. And all you can do is sort of set up the kind of, look, what you're building here, unless you think that this relationship is not worth it to you, at which point just walk away from the boyfriend. It sounds like after a month it's been stressful, but you guys need to do some work. That this, you're not playing for the short term. If this man's going to be in your life for the rest of your life, and the 10-year-old is going to be in your life for the rest of your life, what happens in the next year or so doesn't have to be traumatic or awful or indicative. But it means that it's really up to you to just to treat it gently, to sort of not treat it as a big deal, to understand at this moment there's so many forces that are swirling around things that just being calm and not super sensitive. And he's being a pain in the neck. Listen, I actually went to visit a guy who'd been divorced for 20 years, and his daughter was like, I don't know, she was like 20 or something. She wasn't quite that old. She was maybe 16 or 17. Wouldn't come out of her room the entire time I was there.
I mean, that's what the son does when I'm here. He doesn't come out of his room.
So let him stay in his room. Just ignore it. And do really fun things and be playing computer games. And we're going to go to the movie. Do you want to come or do you want us to get you a babysitter? Just make don't put your husband in the middle between you and his ex. Don't put your husband in the middle between you and his son. And look, one of two things will happen. Either it will get better, at which point you look like the wise woman of the West. It's unlikely to get any worse. But if it stays the same, you're at least getting used to it, and it's not you're not taking it personally anymore, and you're not putting your boyfriend in the middle, so it's going to undermine your relationship.
Because part of the thing is that he seems to give in to like everything. Like he lets him sit in the front seat, and one day we were going to drive for 3 hours. He's like, "Let my son sit in the front seat." Believe me, it's because he's told me that he feels that I'm replacing him with you.
Well,
here's
the deal. What I would say is I'm absolutely willing to do that 50% of the time. So 50% of the time he gets to sit in the front seat, 50% of the time I sit in the front seat.
Okay.
How can you argue with that?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, do you see the pattern, though, kiddo, which is to not be adversarial about this because mm-hmm. you can only lose. And you don't just remind yourself, I can only lose. In about 15 or 20 minutes, you can get the podcast at drjoy.com, and you can play it over and over and over again. Because I know this is hard to absorb, and I'm probably telling you things that you're really not crazy about hearing. But I promise you, the path you're on is not profitable. Okay? I'll tell you what. Think about it for a minute, and if you have another question, I'll hold you over. All right? Hang on. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.